Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 223 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I want to answer a question that I periodically get from listeners and potential clients about issues caused by diet changes that they find to be really puzzling. Basically, you go through all of the motions to clean up your diet and eat really healthy. But it seems like the diet you choose to do, or just the act of changing the foods that you eat, causes your skin to get worse. Yes, I said worse. And this might surprise you, and it doesn't happen to everyone, by the way, but there are people out there who, for example, ate the standard American fare, or even possibly a really junk-filled diet, that have noted a significant worsening of their skin rashes when they've cleaned the diet up. Most people find that improving their diet and removing processed foods normally helps. But I have to acknowledge the fact that there are some out there who discover the opposite, and it's incredibly frustrating to say the least. If you're in this camp where your skin seems to get worse as you add more unprocessed home-cooked foods to your plate, know that you are not alone. I don't have an exact figure on how many people this impacts, but it's one of the frustrating situations that I unfortunately encounter in my practice. This particular situation is pretty similar to those who eat very cleanly and are oftentimes also very strict with their diet, yet see no improvements in their skin at all. And yes, there are people who have rashes that seem to be resistant to dietary approaches, even those with coined names like the eczema diet. The situation can lead you towards a disordered relationship with food because everyone around you promoting a diet-only approach to addressing skin issues assumes you either aren't strict enough or you're sensitive to those foods, leading you to possibly end up on an unnecessarily restrictive diet and possibly even food fear. Also, you may become afraid to make any healthy changes to your diet because of what it will do to your skin, leaving you to eat in a way that may actually be suboptimal for your best health. So if you're a practitioner listening to this episode, be incredibly cautious assuming that this type of reaction is simply due to food sensitivities and requires an even more strict diet approach. If there's one thing I try to stress over and over again on this podcast, it's that everyone's skin rash puzzle is different. Some of the issues going on are simply not food fixable. At this point in time, and based on the cases that I've worked on where this particular issue was a factor, I believe this points toward gut microbiome dysbiosis. Instead of fearing food, use the problematic foods as clues on the journey towards identifying root causes. This is something that a skilled clinical nutritionist like myself or a functional dietitian can absolutely help you with. For example, if you assess your diet and find that the introduction of lots of dark leafy greens, legumes, and other fresh fruits made your skin worse, could it be that these foods are higher in FODMAPs, basically fermentable starches, that feed gut flora, which can absolutely impact rashes? Now, if you suspect a salicylate sensitivity due to the content of this naturally occurring phytochemical in the foods that you've introduced into your diet, consider that the waste products from gut bacteria, specifically benzoate, could be overburdening phase 2 liver detox. This is actually a sign of a higher need for the amino acid glycine to help transform benzoate to hippurate, which can then be excreted or urinated out of the body. Now, if bone broth and other healthy, higher histamine foods make you itchy or feel worse, consider a histamine overload picture and look deeper than just blaming the food alone. And please, friends and fellow practitioners, run a functional stool test to find out what's actually going on in the GI tract. This can be so very illuminating. In my clinical practice, we tend to find that those whose rashes are diet resistant or worsen with a healthier diet often have dysbiosis, which is an imbalance of organisms living in the GI tract. Since I know that you will ask, the diets that I've seen make some individuals' skin rashes worse include the autoimmune protocol, also known as AIP, Whole30, the GAPS diet, strict paleo, the ketogenic diet, the vegan diet, as well as a plant-based diet, and the carnivore diet. By sharing this list, I'm not saying that these diets are inherently bad. There is a time and a place for these different diet options, but as you know, I'm relatively diet agnostic, believing instead that each person should focus on finding the best food combinations to nourish your body, rather than subscribing to any particular diet dogma. Given that your microbiome has a certain pattern, any significant shift in foods can potentially spell trouble. So I caution you away from blaming the food, but instead take this as a sign that something is going on under the surface that needs to be addressed. Because remember, it may not be the food causing the issue, but instead what happens to the food when it interacts with the microbiome. If you use the food shifts as a tool to dig deeper, and you actually dive into your case with a tool like My Skin Rash Root Cause Finder, you'll probably discover more to help your skin and your health. So instead of panicking or feeling like a failure because one of these diets or just eating healthier in general has made your skin worse, know that it's merely a sign pointing to something going on internally that you can absolutely do something about. If you've got any questions or thoughts or personal experience dealing with this, I would love to hear about it. Head on over to skinterrupt.com/223 so we can keep the conversation going. And if you know someone who's been struggling to see any improvements with diet changes or has basically found that their skin gets worse with diet shifts, please share this episode with them so they can understand what's likely going on. And before you head off for your day, take a moment to rate and review The Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform. Then hit the subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new research, tips, strategies, and inspiration to help you rebuild healthy skin. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.